not supposed to be here. But let's just say that my guards are sympathetic to my cause. I can't hurt you if that's what you're worried about. I still have my handcuffs on, and my ankles are chained to as well. I wouldn't harm you, even if I wasn't wearing them. I wouldn't harm a living thing. That's what I keep saying during the trial. I didn't kill anyone. Please don't tell me. You'll get those guards in trouble. And the judge will declare a mistrial just for me talking to the foreman of the jury in private. All those months of trial will be wasted. I can't sit in jail any longer, knowing that I'm innocent. But you and the others in a jury have been talking for over a week. I have a source that says you're having trouble coming to a decision, even though it's obvious I'm not guilty. That same source also tells me that you're very influential, but that you seem to be undecided at the moment. You keep going over the evidence again and again. That's why I had to see you. There's some evidence the judge didn't allow to be presented at trial, and it's absolutely not fair. It's what you would need to know to convince you of my innocence. Then you could convince the rest of the jury. As the foreman of the jury, it is your duty to hear it. My life is at stake. For instance, they said I killed them all by myself. Do I look like I'm strong enough to do something like that? Even in this prison uniform, you can tell I'm not that tough looking. I'm the opposite of tough. I'm soft all over. Speaking of which, they said they found one of my bras at the site of the crime. You saw what it looked like. But does a plain white bra look like something I would wear? I pulled up this orange shirt for you. No, it's okay. This is just to prove my innocence. Do you see how much better this black lace bra goes against my skin? It's not prison issue, but I do have my friends on the inside. I can't wear just any bra and panties. In fact, I couldn't wear that bra they said they found at the crime scene. It's too big. You can tell just by looking at my chest, can't you? Well, maybe you can't. Maybe if I could just lift the bra up a little bit. See? You're obviously a man that knows his breasts. You can tell these wouldn't fit in a bra they found. Take a closer look. Now, don't shy away from your responsibilities. Even if I do like shy guys, you have a duty to yourself, to the jury, and the entire judicial system to examine all of the evidence. I'm not a threat to you. This stupid shirt is up around my wrists now, binding me almost as well as the handcuffs. I've got myself so tangled up now. I guess it's because I'm so clumsy. Too clumsy to do all of those horrible things they said I did. Sorry, I can't put the bra back in place right now. Not with my hands tangled up like this. And I still have more evidence to show up. Remember how they kept saying that the woman who did all this was getting spanked by a belt before the crime happened? You even saw the belt. But they never let you see my bottom. My ass is way too perfect to have survived spankings like that. Let me just turn around and you can check it. Oh, please don't be so shy, even if it is so cute. I'm desperately trying to prove my innocence here. Just pull down these baggy orange pants so you can see them for yourself. I won't bite. No matter what the persecution and the coroner said. You're so gentle when you do that. You must undress women all the time. But now you see, I have nice black lace panties to match the bra. They're the best pair I have in prison, but today is a special occasion. As much as I like them, they're in the way right now. So just pull them down so you can check out the smooth, silky skin of my bottom. Please? I just want to prove to you I didn't do it. Your hands are so gentle, yet so strong. If I were the type of girl to like spankings, you'd be exactly the right man to do it. But as you can tell, my bottom doesn't have a mark on it. It's never been graced by a belt or even a hand. I never had a father figure growing up to do that for me. So maybe that's why I sometimes make poor decisions about the men I date. But I don't murder people. You should touch it too. That way you can tell how soft yet firm it is. A belt like the one that they showed you would leave such horrible marks in it, even months after the fact. No, it's okay. Go ahead and touch it. I know you'll be able to take advantage of poor, defenseless little me. You wouldn't do this at all if it wasn't your legal and moral duty to do so as the jury foreman. You pretty much have to touch it. Sorry. It's been so long since I've had a man's hand on me, other than a guard's hand on my hand or something. Being in prison so long and so alone has been hard on me. Having to sleep alone and not be curled up against a strong, protective man and having him make love to me. I may never get that chance again. If I'm found guilty, I definitely won't. I know you're a good man, and you'll make the right decision. But what if others still think I'm guilty? I just realized that this could be my last chance to ever know the love of a man. No, I know that would be wrong. But so would me not being able to have sex before I go to prison for the rest of my life. Or worse, I'm just so vulnerable right now. Physically and emotionally. But I know you won't take advantage of either. I know you won't take advantage of either. Or let having sex with me affect whether or not you think I'm guilty. I wouldn't tell. No one would believe me anyways. Even if I did, I'd just be getting myself into further trouble. And you would be doing me a huge favor. Let me move my legs apart a little. Now you can see how wet I am, even from back there. That's how excited I am to be alone with a man like you after all this time. I need this so badly. Almost as much as I need to be found innocent. But you can take care of that without any danger to yourself. If I'm innocent, then there is nothing wrong with making love to me. If I'm guilty, well, don't I get a last request? My last request is for you to make love to me. I'm so passive that normally I just like the man being on top of me. But that's not really practical with the handcuffs and the chains on my legs. But what I could do is just bend over this table right here. It leaves me so exposed. And it leaves me feeling so helpless. My poor little pussy is just so vulnerable right now. And so lonely. and so wet. Thank you. You won't regret this. I promise. I know I won't. I just need to feel your hands on my hips. Like that. And the head of your cock prodding at my pussy. It would make me so happy to have you grab on as tight as you can and slide yourself into me. Thank you. Your presence just overwhelms me, and I always want to please others. Maybe that's why I could never kill them. I'm made for love, not murder. Oh, keep doing that. Pounding me slowly from behind. This table is bolted down, so you can do it harder if you want. I'm here. I'm yours to fuck me as hard as you want. I can't stop you. Bend over the table like this, with my hands and my legs chained. Not that I want to stop you. I want to help you as much as I can. Because that's the kind of people we are. We like helping others. If this is my last time, I want it to be good for the both of us. I'm not as experienced sexually as the prosecution made it sound like, but I do have some experience. I'll use all of it to make this good for you. I just wish I wasn't chained up like this. Not that it isn't a bit fun, honestly. Even if I'm not a kink girl at all, I would love to be able to do things to you with my hands and legs and mouth and every inch of my body. Maybe if I'm found guilty, I can show you exactly what I'm talking about. We'll just have to hope when that day comes, you can make love to me in a proper bed. Oh, but don't worry about that now. Don't worry about what would happen if I'm found guilty. Just keep driving that cock into my tight pussy. Oh, this is my last time ever having sex. And I want an incredible orgasm to remember it by, and to remember you by. I can feel it building in me now. Live with pleasure like I've never felt before. You make all the pain I've been through almost worth it just for this. Oh, come inside me, please. I can't have cum stains on Riz's outfit. That would give us both away. I want it all inside me, with a little of you with me. So I won't feel so alone in my cell, waiting for the verdict. Oh, God. Please, please do it now. Please come in me. Oh, please, please come in me. Oh! Maybe the last. Not in the sense that you're the only man I'd ever need again in my life, even if that is true, but because of what may happen to me when your jury makes its decision. But I can accept that possible fate now, even knowing I'm innocent. You made me feel more free than I ever did out there. Help me up, please. I can't get off of this table on my own. Not like this. Thank you. Now, if you could pull up my panties and my pants, even if I weren't chained up like this. You've worn me out so much. Now, if you could put my bra back into place and pull my shirt back down. I hate covering back up. I wish you could see me completely naked, without chains or prison uniform. But we'll have to see, I guess. If you knock on a door, the guards would open it and take me back to my cell. Then another guard can take you back to the jury room. You'll have to do your duty there, as you're sworn to do, to find out the truth and to punish the guilty. But before you go, a kiss, please. One last thing to remember you by. The next and last time I see you will be when the verdict is read. But no matter what you decide, I still want the memory of your lips on mine. Thank you. Now, knock on the door, please. I'm done talking to him. Thank you for bringing me here. It was very helpful. Goodbye. I hope we do get a chance to do this again. I really do. My fate is in your hands now. And perhaps someday, I can be back in your arms again.